hyper-relevancy is how to be relevant to a lot of people at the same time. So you would have seen this in some launches, and maybe for clarinet, that's a bit too hardcore.
We're looking for a hardcore clarinet musician ready to dominate the global media.
Yeah. If you do that in your clarinet business, you'll be definitely dominating. So that's for sure.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. Today we're talking about online courses because that's a hot topic. And for this subject, I've brought along a friend of mine, John Lint. How are you, John?
Good. How are you, James?
Very good. Now, you have an unusual accent. Why don't you tell us where you're from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Belgium, but I never actually lived there. My parents obviously are Belgian and we traveled a bit. My father used to work for the government and I ended up in Australia. I'm married an Australian, so I am also Australian. And yeah, and now I'm living either in Canada or in Thailand, and I spend my time as well in Australia. So that's me.
That's pretty straightforward.
That's right. Simple.
So you're a Belgium, Australian, Canadian, Thailand resident.
Yep.
Well, we've become great friends through our Maldives trip. You and I spent a lot of time talking about business and floating around the Indian Ocean, catching waves.
That was amazing. I loved it and I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah, we had a great time, didn't we, on that trip?
I mean, we're booked up. The boards are coming, so we're ready to go. Yeah.
Booked up, sold out, it's all happening. And one of the great things about that is, you know, we get to exchange ideas and you're a member of Superfast Business, where I've been doing my coaching, and I've watched the development of your progression through the various fields. But what I came to realize is that you're somewhat of an expert when it comes to launches and online products and software. You really have a great brain for this stuff. And I thought it would be good if you could come along and perhaps share some of the key insights and lessons that you've learned over the years, being behind the scenes, seeing what actually goes on with online courses and learning from the mistakes of others so that we don't have to go down that path. So would that be okay?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about that.
So in a previous lifetime, I think you came through a software platform phase of your career, and now you've been helping people with launches in the background, making everything run smoothly. What sort of data or information do you see at scale that surprises you?
In regard to launches, I think it's really about how you structure it, you know, and how you manage it and how you do it. And there are multiple types of launches, obviously. When we talk about launches, you think about those big product launches online, you know, the JV stuff. And, you know, that's something that you talk about as well, where that's not really the business model that you would recommend. And I kind of agree about it if you just rely on the big product launches. But for me, when I talk about launch as well, it's stuff that you can do. You can take that strategy and really apply it to your own list, right? And when you do those internal launches, and then you, more importantly, you then automate them, then you have a real business asset. A business asset that's going to do a lot of things for you, right? It's going to provide value up front to your marketplace. It's going to position you as an expert, as an authority, because you are providing all that value. And then obviously at the end, you're going to maximize your sales because you have a limited time offer. And that's really the core essentials of a launch campaign. And of course, throughout, you have that social proof because you have those comments going on and you're engaging with your audience. And that's something that you can absolutely do on autopilot as well when you automate. And automation has really been my focus this year with the software that we're building, M10 Pro, and you know, with everything that we're doing. We also have something that we work on the side with clients. So we have a consulting agency as well. So I work behind the scenes and I help them with their different campaigns. And you know, and that's something that, and right now the focus is about really automation, automated campaigns. And the reason is very simple, is because just like you teach, James, you need to be building assets. Assets that are going to help your business grow, and basically systems that are going to work for you 24/7, right? Consistently and predictably generating leads and sales. That's really the goal. So when it comes to a launch, the launch strategy is great, but I like to take it and really start and then automate it as much as possible, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think it would be helpful to provide some kind of an example, and it can be an imaginary scenario.
Right.
I'll provide you an example, perhaps. Let's say I teach people how to play the clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly, this is a made-up example because I don't know how to play the clarinet, so I shouldn't be teaching people how to do it. But let's say that I teach people how to do clarinet, and maybe I've put together an ebook or a couple of videos, and I've put them up on my website, and I currently sell these trainings for, you know, one-time fee of, say, $200. Let's say that's my current scenario. What would you say to someone in that situation to make some improvements?
Okay, so $200, great price point. And one of the mistakes that most people make is, all right, I have my clarinet course, $200, here it is on my homepage of my website, and hopefully someone will come to my website and they'll buy it, and, you know, hopefully I'll make some sales. Unfortunately, home marketing is not a strategy. So what I like to do is I like to be a little bit more strategic, and our job is always to build an audience. So once you start building your audience with maybe a free lead magnet and all that, then you can go into, all right, well, let's deploy a campaign about that course. And a great campaign that you can do when you're starting out. And basically, before I talk about that, I want to mention the main campaigns. There are really four main campaigns that I like to use. We have the limited sale offer. It's basically the products available. You have a limited time to buy. We have a campaign that we call the quick value sale, which is provide a little bit of value. And hey, by the way, if you want to buy it, here's the next step. Then you have the launch campaign, which is basically a free video series, right? So you have, and in this case, you might have one, two, three, usually two or three videos before you ask for the sale, and you're providing value. And then the fourth campaign is the webinar campaign. So these are really the four main campaigns, the staples online, in my view, that I've been using a lot with my clients. And then stepping back, all right, so if we talk about the free video series, which is a great campaign because some people, they're not comfortable being on a webinar, for example, or doing webinars. So the free video series is awesome when you are getting, either when you're releasing a new product or you're new in the market and you want to establish that, you know, that positioning, and you're going to do that by providing value, right? So in this case, you have that $200 product, might be a new product, might be something that you're new in the market, you're just entering the market. So in that case, you're building that list first with maybe, like you say, content upgrade that you teach in OTR, or, you know, you just have a cheat sheet and you have a landing page. All right, well, now they are in. And then you can start building that release of that launch, basically. What I like to do, I teach it in three ways. The first phase is the pre-frame. You're going to pre-frame that, hey, something's coming up. The second phase is the workshop, which is basically the three video series. And then the final phase is the sale, where you're going to say, hey, it's open. So if you're going to be doing a free video series and it's live, and we can talk about automating it later, because that's the next step. That's really the final step and very important step. But let's say it's the first time you do it. In that case, you can do an internal promotion with your list, and you're going to follow those three phases. The first phase is the pre-frame, and you can start it out. You always start it with value. So you're going to be telling them, hey, I'm thinking about teaching something about this clarinet. Let me know what are your top questions about it. I'm going to create some new videos for you, and I want to make sure it helps you. So then you're getting a bunch of feedback. So then now you know, okay, well, these are the things that they might like to learn about. This is going to help you to maybe make your clarinet course even better, and it's definitely going to give you ideas for the videos that you should release during the free video series. So now you're getting all this feedback. So that's the pre-frame. You're letting them know that, hey, there's going to be a free workshop coming up. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be teaching you about some awesome advanced strategies of clarinet. And if you're a beginner, you're going to love it too, because I'm going to show you exactly how to get started fast. Great. So then the second phase of the workshop is basically the free video series. And in that case, it's all about providing value. And you're going to be basically releasing three videos, nice and easy. Each of the video, great tip, right? Let's keep it simple. Let's not overthink this. Great tip for each video. But of course, what you want to do as part of those videos is as well kind of obviously tease about your future product, right? The product that's coming up. This is a free video series that is part of the release of that new product that you have, so they can take the next step and get even more result with your stuff, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help people get a specific result. So you're giving them those results first in advance with that free video series. You're telling them about, hey, this is coming up. And I like to do that in, you know, at the end of video two, or usually on video three. In video three, you're going to tell me, hey, if you enjoy my three free videos, you're going to love my new product. This is what it is. This is what it will do for you. This is what you need to do next. And keep an eye on your email inbox. I'll tell you more about it in the next video coming up in a few days. So you have three videos, provide value, position the product as the next logical step, At the same time here, what you want to do, you want to destroy objections, right? So you kind of know, all right, well, maybe it's going to be about the price, or maybe it's going to be about the time that it takes to play the clarinet. So you kind of want to destroy these as part of your free videos that you're giving. At the same time, you're going to get social proof and get positioning because you are here to help them. So you say, hey, if you have any questions, let me know below. Boom, and you're answering questions. And you can do that. You can absolutely do that very easily with a Facebook comment box, for example, that you can add to your pages. You simply answer. You help people, baby. It's all about helping people right there during those three videos. And that's something you can absolutely do when you set up that whole campaign on autopilot later as well. I can show you how to do that. But bottom line, three videos, provide value, help people get results. They love what you do. They now see you as an expert because you're teaching them stuff, right? You're helping them get results. So awesome. By the time is the third video, hey, this is coming up. This is what it is. It's going to be limited. Why is it going to be limited? Well, because there's a special offer. What's that special offer? Well, I'll tell you more about it in the next video, but basically it's going to be awesome. And the reason why, if you want to have a kind of a reason why, the reason why is because you went through the whole workshop and, you know, yeah, I'm just releasing it. It's brand new, whatever you want. And when you automate it, you can obviously change that message. You just say, hey, it's a special because you've been through the workshop, for example. That's it. And then 2 days later, what I like to do is I like to send a recap as part of that strategy, recap email. Hey, these are the three videos that I've released, blah, 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 and link to the three videos. And then you start the sale campaign. In that third phase is basically the limited time offer. So that's the traditional sales strategy where you have, I like to use 4 days. Some people use 5 days, 7 days. It's really up to you, but it's basically a 4 day open. And the structure I like to follow during those 4 days opening is basically first day is, hey, we're live. The clarinet course is live. Here it is. This is what it will do for you. Click here to find out more in that page where you have a sales video, and that can be as simple as a sales video and some text below, or you can have a, you know, a more elaborate sales letter. I mean, that's fine. And in there, it's just about, hey, no crazy pitching. It's just, hey, you've been through the workshop. Hope you enjoyed it. And this is what the course is all about. Describe the course. Tell them what all the modules are all about, what they are going to get, what they are going to learn. And more importantly, the result that they are going to get after taking that course. Right at the end, they're going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to play the clarinet very easily, and you're going to be able to play in front of your friends, and it's going to be awesome, something like that. So you describe everything that they're going to get. You describe all the modules. Obviously, at every single step, it's all about the benefits, right? So about making a valuable offer. So you're going to learn this so you can do that, so you can get that result. You do that, and then at the end is basically positioning your offer. This is the offer. If it's a discount, for example, then you know what the discount is all about. The bonuses, you want to add some bonus. I like to add 3 bonuses usually. That's optional. I mean, you don't have to start with bonuses if you don't want to. But something to remember is that everyone can offer a bonus. You don't have to create other courses to offer bonuses. You can absolutely offer yourself as a bonus, right? For example, you take the course and for the next 6 weeks, we're going to do coaching calls, and you can have your coaching calls every single week. Or we're going to have one-on-one coaching calls where you you can go on Skype with them, or you can do office calling hours, which is something really easy to do. Say, hey, every Thursday, you can call me on Skype at that time. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do where you are offering your time, which is extremely valuable, right? Extremely valuable. So that's, you know, if we're talking about a $200 clarinet course and you're a clarinet expert and you spend years learning the clarinet, how much is your time worth, right? And if you say you're going to give them 1 hour every single week, I mean, that's at least, you know, $100 or at $200 minimum, right? So if they're getting 6 weeks worth of that coaching, it's a very valuable bonus, right? So you can think about those type of bonuses to really make a very valuable offer. So that's kind of the offer. And basically, if we go back to our 4-day sale, what I like to do, day one, it's open. Day two, here are some FAQs, right? Frequently asked questions. And you answer them in that email and then link back, always linking back to that sales video. Third day is maybe a bonus, you know, telling them about one of the special bonuses that you have and reminding them that, hey, it ends tomorrow. And then on the final day, it's basically, hey, just a courtesy reminder that it's going to end tonight at midnight. Here it is. Here's the link to find out more. And maybe on the last day, you know, what I like to do is have 2 to 3 emails, usually 2, and just 1 in the morning, 1 at night, reminding them that it's going to end. And then some people have this issue about, well, isn't that too many emails? I mean, 1 email every single day. Well, for me, the answer is no, because if they are in your list, Why are they in your list? They're in your list because they want a specific result, right? They got that free stuff at the beginning because they wanted to learn this. And you are an expert, obviously. I'm talking to people here that are true experts, right? You can help people. You can help them get results. So your job as an expert is to tell them, how can they get even more results? If you don't do that, then what's the point? Why should they be on your list, right? Might as well unsubscribe. So don't worry about, because I know that that's something that stresses people out a bit. Well, should I send all those emails? Well, it's not a problem. And yeah, so that's what you do during those 4 days. And then on the last day is the reminders. And that's really the campaign in a nutshell. Now, the next phase is obviously to automate that. And for that, you need specific kind of tools that will allow you to really have true evergreen technology, right? The danger right now, and I don't want to overwhelm people with too many tech stuff right now, so I'm just going to keep it short, but you just want to make sure that you use the right technology so that when you say on your emails, this is the, you know, a one-time offer, or this is the last day, especially on the last day, this is your last chance. It's really their last chance. So what you don't want is, for example, they open the email on their desktop and they see that you said, oh, it's the last chance. They go, all right, the countdown timer says, oh, only 10 hours left. But then when they go to Starbucks later and they use their phone, now it says, oh, 12 hours left. So, or, you know, still 10 hours left. You want to use the technology that's going to really allow you to do true evergreen technology. And there are many solutions out there. And that's basically how you do, in a nutshell. I know I went fast, but that's basically the launch.
This may be the easiest podcast I've done in quite some time. So, yeah, if I was a clarinet teacher, I think right now my mind would be blown because you've just mapped it out.
Yeah.
In every step. Very good. And I'll recap that in a little bit because I think, you know, you may even need to go back and re-listen to this or read the transcript where this episode is on superfastbusiness.com because, I mean, please don't underestimate how important the information you just heard is. It's just phenomenal. So a few questions there. I know why I want to go from my $199 course to something more advanced because I don't want to be just hoping that people are going to buy from me. I now know, you know, that's great, John, a good theory. It sounds smart, but I'm really stuck on the how. Now, James Schramko isn't stuck because he's got a team, but what about the clarinet teacher? He probably is busy teaching clarinet and is most unlikely to have a webmaster. And does he have to go out now and subscribe to all these different bits and pieces, like the tools that do the countdown timers and the tools that send out the emails and the tools that house the information and the tools that collect the money and all of this? That's really the objection that I imagine would come up at about this point. So can you help us out through that?
Yeah. And that's a totally valid question and objection and concern, because we know the number one reason people fail online is really overwhelm, frustration, and tech overwhelm is one of the big factors. And, you know, that's something I focus on. My goal is to try to reduce that. And I do that, you know, with the softwares I have and the softwares I publish through my company and through the different consulting that I do. So yeah, tech is a problem. So you have two ways, right? You have two ways. Like you said, you can go one way, try to figure it out and try to buy a bunch of things and then try to stitch them together. And if you're techie, yeah, you can figure it out. You're going to spend a lot of time. Or if you're not techie, you're going to probably hate everything about it. And like most people, you're probably going to, you know, give up at some point. You're going to be overwhelmed and frustrated. The second way is to try to get the fast solution. And like you said, in your case, James, you have massive leverage because you have a team, right? So you have the experts, you're leveraging other people's skills and they can do all of that stuff for you. And that's no problem. But the majority of people don't have that. So when you don't have that, you need to look for tools or systems that are going to allow you to do those things very fast without stressing out with tech.
And I might add, it's not cheap because even when you have a team, I'm paying wages, hosting,
right,
shopping cart.
Exactly.
Although luckily I found a one-time deal that was amazing. Autoresponder and webinar software, which I still don't actually use right that often, which is hilarious.
Right.
And then there's Deadline Funnel for our countdown thing.
Yep.
Then, of course, when we want to change things or design stuff, we're getting involved with designers and there's an element of coding. Then we run our own testing. But there are a lot of components that can actually add up and be fairly complicated to use all at once. So I just know from having had a website development company that this is where people just lock up. And I'm sure they probably just go to a solution like one of these online course places where they can load up their course and get a commission whenever it's sold, and they don't have to handle anything, and they get, in some cases, great commissions. But then the course companies can do some pretty weird stuff, like just put their course available for $10 for months on end, or give them just a fraction of the percentage of the value of their training if a coupon was used or something. So they don't have much control of that, and it's most likely that at some point the commissions will be changed, or that they'll be drowned out by another competitor. So I guess the nirvana would be you've got your own solution, but it's actually manageable.
Exactly. The easiest solution is to have a platform that allows you to do all of that, where you just basically use the stuff, use the different tools available, and really help people do all these things. And that's one of the things I focus with M10 Pro, which is, you know, the platform that we built, which is all these four things, the four key areas that you need to build a long-term successful online business. And the four keys are create, market, automate, and boost, right? The last step is boost. The first one, create online courses, or create a membership site, a way where you can create an online product that can be, for example, your clarinet course. You can have the clarinet for beginners. You can have the clarinet course for intermediate, advanced, or whatever, different the solo techniques for clarinet. I don't know anything about clarinet, but I'm just making it up.
Me neither. So there you go.
Solo techniques, or, you know, band techniques, whatever. You can have, you know, one or several. And then, you know, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you love that, you know, the concept that you teach, James, which is all about having your own membership site, having your recurring business. And that's awesome, you know. And when you think about a recurring business, especially if we look at what you did with SFB, you have different components there, right? So you have the content, the training. So that's going to be your online courses. And inside the membership site, you're going to have coaching, right? So you can have group coaching where you can build a community and people can talk to each other. And then they can obviously talk to you, and then they can post stuff. That's awesome. And then the third component, which I love, and I think is awesome the way you did it, is how you have those private coaching as well, where, you know, you're engaging one-on-one with people, and that's all part of the membership site, right? So all of those components, you know, you want a solution that allows you to build all of that. And that's what we focus with M10 Pro. So that's the first area. You create your solution, create either your online course, it is the first one, or create your membership site if you have already some online courses, or you already have some, you know, some coaching going on. That's totally cool. You build that one center. The second component is market. And in market, you have three things that you want to do. Number one is accept payments online. That's fine. For that, you need to have some type of checkout system, accepting payments. Now, the good news that this used to be super difficult before and super frustrating. You had to apply for a merchant account, deal with the bank. Nowadays, it's actually super easy, right? You can get started with Stripe.com, which is fantastic, and PayPal as well. You know, PayPal is still working really well. But what you want to do, you want to have nice order pages that will allow you to make sure that everything is integrated, right? So when they buy, great, they're going to automatically be registered to that online course. That means they're automatically going to get access to the membership site, and they're going to get their email saying, hey, welcome, here's your login details. So you want something that is already built in, so you don't have to stress out trying to integrate everything, because that's really a pain. So that's one component of our market phase. The next one is obviously build your audience, and that's building your email list. And for that, you will need to build landing pages, which are opt-in pages, very simple pages where people just can enter their name and email in exchange for something awesome, such as a PDF cheat sheet or a checklist or a content upgrade, right? Something that we do as a side note is something called opt-in boxes, which is something that you use a lot, to James, on your blog. And I know you use something else, but that's totally cool. Opt-in boxes, we call them opt-in boxes. It's basically a little piece of code that you put on your blog. When they click, there's a pop-up, and there you can build your list by offering a content upgrade, which is something that you teach all the time, James. So I love that. So that's the second part, build your list. The third part is obviously make offers. So that's allowing you to build sales pages, sales videos very easily. And, you know, as part of M10 Pro, we have an awesome state-of-the-art page builder that we spent a lot of time really perfecting, which basically allows you to build any kind of page. So these are the three things of the second phase, which is the market. And then you have automation, because like I said, that's awesome. You have a product, you have some campaigns, but you don't want to just do that, because then you don't have a real business, right? You don't have something that's working for you. Just like when you and I went to Maldives, it was awesome. No worries, right? We were surfing, and your business was running on autopilot, right? So everything is running, whether you're working in your business or not. So for that, you need automation. And as part of the different tools that you want, for example, to make sure that the content of so the different pages inside your campaigns basically are open and closed based on when they register. So when someone opts in, which is usually the first registration point, well, you want to make sure that the other pages that are part of your campaign, and that can be any campaign, by the way, that can be a webinar campaign, that can be a launch campaign, that can be a sale campaign, whatever it is, you want to make sure that those pages are open and closed correctly at the right time. You're going to be using your emailing system to make sure that your emails are sent on autopilot as well at the right time. So one day you can automate all that very easily with any emailing system, and we integrate with all the emailing systems, so that's not a problem. But that's the second part of automation. And then you can use things like automated countdown timers. And the countdown timer is very important because not only will it add urgency and scarcity to your offers, but it also controls who should have access to that page. And you know, if they arrive on the page and there's still some time, that's awesome. They see the countdown timer and they can access the page. But if they go too late, the countdown timer will then automatically redirect them to the close page, and you know, they were too late. The offer has ended. So that's really the automation part of it. And you have the boost. And in the boost, we have extra stuff, like for example, email countdown timers. I mean, these are things that we see in the marketplace, and we work with different people and we see what is actually really working really well. So email countdown timers, it's a cool little thing you can use. The boost phase is really not something, it's kind of like sexy stuff, but it's not something you should focus on right now. It's really once you have everything automated, okay, how can I get more leads and, you know, make more sales? What are the little things I can do to maximize my profits? So email countdown timers are one of them. Some people use social notifications. I mean, that's kind of, we're experimenting with that. Obviously, you have one-click upsells, downsells. This is very important in your campaign to really have a good backend. So you need to make sure that you are able to do all of that and you're able to easily do that without having to, again, buy a deadline funnel script or buy an email countdown timer thing. Or something else that we do, we have a feature called viral share where, you know, it allows you to, when someone's opt in, you can offer something else like an extra upgrade. And this is something that's working really well. We have a member who basically built a list of 1,000 people in 5 days just by promoting initially a little cheat sheet on the front end and then offering maybe an ebook on the second step. And he's in the ice hockey market, right? So very tiny niche. So 1,000 people in 5 days, I'll take that. So this is called a viral share. And in this type of strategy, they opt in. And then you say, hey, you want this other cool stuff? Simply tell your friends. So that's a little booster. We call them boosters. And you can really deploy those boosters as part of the platform. You can really choose which booster you want. And it's really about trying to get more people in, right? So these are the four phases: create, market, automate, and boost.
Right. So nice job, John. You're a genius. It's hard to comment on this podcast without making it sound like an infomercial, because it's like you've gone out and created the solution that someone might ask for if they waved a magic wand and said, what would you like? So that you're obviously an active student and participant in this market, and you just get so excited about it. I guess one thing I'm curious about is, you know, some people spend all their energy just making a shopping cart or just making a deadline funnel or just making a landing page builder.
Yeah.
How on earth can you bring all these things in together and have this Swiss Army knife of products?
That's a great question, right? And that's because, number one, that's something that I'm building this. And initially, I built this for me, right? Because I don't like to have multiple things, because otherwise it just gets overwhelming. It gets confusing. You basically need to hire someone to be able to manage that. So I built this for me. And then I also built it for some of my friends and tried to get people in. That was the objective at first, because I didn't want to have to do, you know, okay, I want to have this type of page. Okay, well, now I need to get this other thing. Well, I didn't want that. So that's how it started way back. But then right now, the way it is, yeah, we can do all of that. And I focus really on the 80-20, right? Really making sure that you're getting all the things that you really need that are the most important. And we focus on those features first and getting the result first. Now, if later we think that, hey, you know, we can really make, so that allows us to have a development cycle that is short. We are able to really develop and release features very, very fast. And I don't have this crazy, you know, crazy huge team neither. But because it's so focused on the feature that is going to really help, that is actually proven, features that are proven that we see in the marketplace, hey, this is really, really cool, or hey, we should really do this well, then we focus on that first. Make sure that this is what all our members can do. And then as time goes, we get feedback from our members and, you know, and then we just add to it, you know. And right now, that's why our members are really happy, is because once they're in, it feels, and that's what I want, right? The way I'm trying to build this is to make sure that it's my small community. Just like you have SFB, well, M10 Pro is going to be my thing where, hey, everybody's in and I listen to everybody's feedback. And hey, if this makes sense for everybody, well, let's build it in like that. We don't have to struggle and buy something else. If it doesn't make sense, yeah, you know, maybe it's not going to make the cut straight away. But my goal is to make sure that those, all of those features make sense, is the fastest way to get the result. Because at the end of the day, yeah, you can play with all these bells and whistles and you can try to do all these things and none of that matters, right? What really matters is really getting that conversion flow. And really, obviously, it all starts by understanding your market's problems. That's obviously what we all need to do first. And then after that, it's like, well, how can I quickly position my product in front of people? How can I provide value? How can I invite them to take the next step? And what are the things I need to do? Okay, I need to do a webinar. Okay, well, what are the main things I need to do for a webinar to work online? Okay, I need to do that. Okay, great. Well, I focus on that. Let's get result on that. And then later, let's look at how we can really, really optimize it by doing different things. And I think that people, because there's so many sexy stuff being promoted as this new shiny thing, they just forget about that. And they try to say, oh, but I can do all these things. Yeah, but the reality is that you're not going to be using all these things. You're going to be using 20% of it. That's going to give you 80% of the results. And that's what you really need. So, you know, that's what we focus. We give you all the main things. You can do all those main things, but it's going to be the things that really matter, if that makes sense.
It does. Now, curious with this platform, M10 Pro, what about if I, you know, I'm still my clarinet player here.
Yeah.
And I've got my own domain name, which is, you know, like a clarinet course related domain. So I won't say a name because some smarty pants will go and register it.
For sure.
But I can't wait to send a clarinet player to this podcast and say, hey, you should listen to this. It's going to blow their mind. Do I have to host it on M10 Pro or what?
Yeah, so the domain name, that's, you know, you buy your domain name and it's going to be your brand. Now, all the stuff, we host everything. So that way we take care of the backup, the security, all of that. So it's basically a software as a service, right? So everything is taken care of for you. That way we can deploy all those features. But you basically have your own site in your own domain and it's your own brand. So it's not going to be Clarinet Pros, clarinetelite.m10pro.com. It's not going to be like that. You just buy your own domain name, link it up, and then you're going to be able to use all the features and, you know, be able to build all the pages and create your courses and build your membership site very easily.
What about things like a support desk or affiliates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, inside their own site for each people?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. There is an affiliate program. So I didn't even mention that. Yeah, there's an affiliate program. So you can build your own affiliate program for your clarinet course, get some people to promote it, and you can easily see, you know, who has referred, you know, what are the sales, the commissions, and then you can easily pay them. And yeah, and then from a support, you have, you know, different features inside where you can basically manage your members and help them out right there in the membership site.
So am I using the M10 Pro system for sending out the broadcast emails, or does it integrate with a different email provider or both?
It integrates with all the emailing systems in different ways, depending on the emailing system that you have. But the email broadcast, we leave it to the big guys, because emailing, it's something we can do, but talking to my members, that's not what they wanted right now. You know, like a lot of them are using great solutions, ActiveCampaign, Drip, Infusionsoft, Entraport. I use Infusionsoft a lot. And I know that it would be very easy to add email broadcasts to the platform. But for now, that's not something I'm doing, because I still believe there's a lot involved when it comes to email. There's reputation going on, IP management. While is, you want to make sure that when you're sending your emails, they're going to reach the destination. You want to make sure that you have someone that knows their stuff when it comes to email to manage the reputation of your IP. And that's a bit technical stuff. But bottom line, you want to make sure that your emails are going to deliver. So for that reason, M10 Pro integrates with the emailing system. We basically partner with them. And you know, you get your leads, which is the most important things, the most important thing in your business, your email list. It's in under your control in your emailing system, and you can do everything you want there. So we're helping you out building your list, but you are always in control of that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And what about if you want to offer customer support to your members? You know, they've got questions about their clarinet, or, you know, how to join, or they forget their login, this sort of stuff.
Yeah. You have different solutions out there that you can use. You know, some people, if you just want to get started fast and, you know, it might not be the most recommended solution, you can have just a support email and then they can do that. Or you can use things like Help Scout, which is awesome. And then you can easily integrate. So if you need to have like some help desk, they have like a little embed, like, you know, like a little thing on the side of the screen that says, hey, contact us support. And there's a little pop-up. You can add all of those things because you can add embed codes on your settings, which basically means that, hey, you can simply use anything you want. You add their snippet, and then you can use their system there. If you're using, for example, something like maybe Zendesk or Zopim, if you are using LiveChat.
Or Intercom.
Intercom, exactly. Intercom, awesome.
And you could put a tracking pixel for conversions and remarketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, you're letting people use the header or footer or something.
Totally. So you have, you know, you put all your tracking for Google Analytics or Facebook. And, you know, if we're going to go into advanced stuff, then we do have like advanced e-commerce tracking, which is something that most people forget. But basically, you know, like after the purchase, then on the thank you page, we do support advanced e-commerce tracking, which is means that if you're using Google Analytics, for example, then you are going to be able to get all the e-commerce data. So you will be able to know, okay, well, you're going to be able to send that to Google Analytics that, hey, they just bought this product at that price, this currency, etc. And you can do the same with Facebook. Again, very easily, without having to purchase something else, without having to hire a developer to do it. You know, just copy, paste, put it in the page. And by using the page builder, you'll be able to do that very easy.
Very good. Well, I'm curious, out of all of the launches that you've done and all of the users on your platform, what sort of boosters do you think are easy wins for someone to implement if they haven't already tried it?
Yeah, an easy one that we see a lot of people use is the email countdown timer. I mean, that's an easy one. Copy, paste again, put it on your email. I like it because it helps you. The job of that email is to get people to click to go into your sales video. So having a countdown timer that is right there on the email where they see that the time is counting down is cool. A lot of people are using it right now. It works really well. Something that's a bit more advanced, but it's there as part of the boosters. When you're ready, you're there. And if you need help, we are here to help you out to make sure that you know how to use it. But it's something that we call hyper relevancy. And you would have seen it in the top launches. You would see people use it. And this is the unique thing with Intent Pro. We are the only ones that allow you to do that built in. Hyper relevancy is how to be relevant to a lot of people at the same time. So you would have seen this in some launches, and maybe for clarinet, that's a bit too hardcore.
We're looking for a hardcore clarinet musician ready to dominate the global media.
Yeah. Hey, if you do that in your clarinet business, you'll be definitely dominating. So that's for sure. So how does it work? How does hyper relevancy work? It starts with a question. And usually the way it works, you see it online in the opt-in page. You're going to opt in for, let's talk about the launch. All right. So you have the free video series. You're going to opt in. People are going to go there. Hey, opt in to get access to the free video series. Great. When you click on that button, the first thing that happens, actually, it's a question. Hey, what best describes you? For example, very simple. You can have something a bit more elaborate, but let's keep it simple. What best describes you? You have several options. Let's say four options. You have A, I'm just getting started with clarinet. Two, I've been playing, but, you know, haven't really made any progress. Number three, yeah, I know a couple of songs, but, you know, I don't know what else to do. And then four, hey, I'm an expert. I've been doing this for a long time, but I'm kind of bored. I want to have something cool. So now you have your four segments. And, you know, that's something that Ryan Levesque teaches a lot, right, with his ask methods. So we've been actually working with, you know, with Bucket and all that, which is his software. But bottom line, you have that question. And now you are segmenting your audience. As part of M10 Pro, you have what we call the audience booster. You're creating that audience. So now you know, okay, James, he answered, I'm just starting out. So he's part of segment one. So what you can do using the page builder, you just go to your video and you say, okay, this is a video for my first video of the free video series, but it's not any kind of video. It's a dynamically generated video. So now you can say, well, if they are segment one, use this video. And that can be a self-hosted video that you have maybe on Amazon S3, or it can be a Wistia video that you're using, Vimeo or YouTube, whatever you want, right? Well, segment one gets this video. Segment two gets this video. Segment three, this one. Segment four, this one. So depending on what they answer, you are customizing the entire launch on the fly. We know who they are. We know which segment they belong to, and everything is customized. And of course, you can, of course, customize the sales video. And why does that matter? Well, because when you're addressing, if you're talking to them as you're talking one-on-one, it's obviously going to help your conversions and your sales. And what the cool things that you can do is, for example, if someone's just starting out, you don't want to say, hey, this course is awesome because I'm going to show you some advanced stuff and all that. Well, better to tell them, hey, talk about the benefits for someone just starting out. So, hey, it's going to be easy. I'm going to show you step by step how to do it. And you're going to be able to play the clarinet very fast after the first lesson. I mean, that is a great message for that segment. But if you say that to the advanced guys, well, they're going to be like, well, this is not for me. I mean, I already know that. So that's why when you're using hyper relevancy on the fly, well, that video, they're still on the same page, but that video is different. And for them, for example, you're saying, hey, this course is great because you're going to be able to play those advanced songs and I teach you those cool stuff. So you can really tweak your message. You can talk about, for example, you can show different testimonials. That's one strategy. You can talk about different benefits. That's another strategy. You can talk about, you can destroy different specific objections based on which segment they belong to, right? So you can really customize that message and have those videos. And that is the audience booster that is basically hyper relevancy and working really well. You've seen, if you followed some of the big launches, well, that's what they all use because then people go through the launch or go through the campaign. Because with M10 Pro, it's not just about launches, right? Just want to make that clear. You can use that for a very simple sale campaign, for example, where they opt in. And then on the next page, you can tell them, hey, awesome, I've sent you the cheat sheet to your email. But in the meantime, I've just did this video where I give you even more, you know, information about it. And then they can watch that video. And in that video, you can then talk about maybe a one-time offer. That's another strategy. It's called the quick sale. So you can use that for that as well. Because if you have segmented them before, well, you know what they're most interested in, right? So you can use it that way. You can use it for an automated webinar, for example. So then the webinar is actually dynamically different based on which segment they belong to. So it's a bit more advanced. I hope I didn't lose too many people here. But that's one of the great boosters that we have. It's called the audience. Otherwise, we have other ones such as the one-click opt-in, which is a link that you can use with your partners, for example. We were talking about affiliates. Okay, awesome. So one of the great strategies with affiliates is, and when an affiliate is going to promote your stuff, you're going to give them something awesome for free that they can give to their audience. So what's the usual process? The partner tells their audience, hey, this is awesome. You're going to learn this. They click on the link. They click on the link. They go to a landing page. And in the landing page, basically, they can opt in. With a one-click opt-in, and obviously, you need to make sure that, you know, everything's cool and you're telling people that what's going to happen. But with a one-click opt-in link, for example, they can have that link there and they can tell them, hey, that's it. If you want it, click on the link and you're going to automatically receive this thing from that person, something like that, for example. And if you use that, for example, for a webinar campaign, that works really well because then they can immediately get registered for a webinar. And that you can do that with your own list or, of course, with partners, for example, just making sure that, you know, everything's clear and that you're telling the audience what's going to happen. So that's another booster. I mean, we have many more, but, you know, I don't want to spend hours here on the podcast. But these are some of the ones that are working really well.
Okay. So I think the summary here is, John, like some of our audience would really have appreciated that advanced stuff because we've talked about a lot of these topics, but never all in one grenade like this episode. This has been a fascinating information compilation. So I'm going to relish re-listening to this one, which I would occasionally do when there's such dense information. I definitely made a few notes for myself because I've got some of these boxes ticked. I have some of that relevant funnel stuff. And we do have the countdown timers, but I think it's a great concept there. It's such a simple one. Sometimes we forget to make another offer, like a quick sale, now that we have that customer right there.
Yeah.
I think you've done a great job of putting this all in one place. You must be immensely pleased that all that hard work has paid off. So let's do a little quick summary. We've been talking about your information products and how you might get better results. So that's why I've called this episode 565, How to Market and Automate Your Online Course, because everything we've talked about really does come back around to that. So we've talked about your four main launch campaigns being your limited sale offer, your quick value sale, your three video launch series, and your webinar campaign. You took us through an entire launch sequence of the pre-framing where you basically giving people a notification that there's going to be some new stuff coming and you're announcing it. And then you go into that workshop phase where you have your three video launch with simple tips and teasing the future, offering some objections and then destroying them. And then you've got social proof and questions happening there. Then you go into the sales phase where you're live and you talked about the four different days where you've got the, hey, we're open. Here's what it'll do. You know, here's what we've got. And then you have the frequently asked questions phase and then the bonus phase and then the closing phase where you do a few emails. And you told us how it's okay to send a few emails because they've joined that email sequence to be better off, mm-hmm. and they want to learn from you. And there's always value, and you're always priming what's next. And you can offer some kind of bonuses, especially yourself, 6 weeks perhaps, or office hours, and placing a real value on this, because sometimes we tend to undervalue all the experience we have. And you know, we covered the technology. I mean, that was the big concern. How do you actually make this work? And yep. what you've done is pretty much harvest the 80-20 of all the tool sets out there and put them into your M10 Pro solution. Now, I haven't used M10 Pro, but I do know a few clients of mine I've been coaching in my private section have used it, and they rave about it. And I know you, and you're obviously very bright. And we've had some amazing conversations about what you've been through with your previous software things. You've built actually some pretty famous products behind the scenes, and you've also been behind the launch of some really big products. And I know you've traveled around and been to courses and done a lot of study, and certainly I've been really enjoying our back and forth discussion in our private coaching discussion, where you implement things so quickly and you've always got such well-considered responses. So this has been a really exciting and interesting and extremely educational discussion. You've taken us through the phases, the create, the market, the automate, the boost. You even shared with us what some of the elements will be and your best booster tips. If you want to look up John, you can check out his site, m10pro.com. We'll put a link to that software as well from our episode. There is a full transcription, and my team will, and they're going to have to work really hard on this podcast episode, go through and summarize the main points into a PDF action list. If that's all right with you, John, we'll co-credit you and I as a PDF cheat sheet, and we'll put a link to M10 Pro.
Awesome.
Wow. This was your first appearance. I suspect you'll probably be back. And in the meantime, I'm looking forward to catching a few waves with you when you visit Sydney next.
Yeah, man. So I know you are going away, but in January, we're on, huh?
We are on. I just got a brand new board just to make sure that I've, you know, of all the problems I could have surfing, equipment isn't going to be one of them.
Yeah.
I know you're doing the same. Always great to hang out with another marketer, yeah. Business owner, someone who gets it. Please, if you enjoyed this episode, give us a rating on iTunes. We don't seem to have enough reviews for the amount of podcasts I've put out there. And John, I'm so excited about what you're talking about. I, apart from wanting to go and find a clarinet player and point them to this episode, I would, you know, I was almost thinking what sort of a course could I make or get going to put up on this platform to see how it works, because it just sounds like it's designed for mm-hmm. the person who doesn't want to have a big team or try and glue together 20 bits of software. So yeah. I think you're onto something.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much.
John, thank you. Take care.
Awesome.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.